They returned to the main hall, both of them holding their sidearms and moving gingerly. After the office, rows of blue lockers began. The doors closed. The shooting must have happened after all the students were back in class after lunch, Rainey decided. She wondered if that was significant. Then she wondered what she would find in the classrooms. She noticed a few misshapen slugs on the floor as they moved farther in. Probably stray shots from the main area of incident, or maybe debris kicked into this area when people stampeded out. She stepped carefully around all the objects, though she had no illusion about the situation in front of her. An officer's first priority, when approaching any crime scene, was to preserve human life. The second objective was to apprehend the perpetrator, if still in the vicinity, and secure the scene. Third was to detain witnesses and protect the evidence, for it was always the officer's job to look beyond the tragedy of the moment. In the days to come, the people of Bakersville would be clamoring for answers. They would want reconstructions of the day. Who did what to whom? What had gone wrong? Who was to blame? Rainey already knew that those questions wouldn't be easily answered. The school was located in a residential area, and too many civilians had beaten officers to the building. Between them, the EMTs, and the students, the hallway was contaminated. And now here were Rainey and Chucky, two armed and inexperienced officers at their first major crime scene. She was in trouble before she started, and she still had no choice but to continue. Rainey could hear Cunningham breathing hard behind her, while Walt cursed 50 yards in front of her. "God damn it, Bradley," the volunteer EMT was muttering. "Don't you cut out on me now. Hell, man, we got poker on Friday." Rainey and Cunningham quietly came up behind Walt and took inventory. Custodian Bradley Brown lay at a main intersection of two wide hallways. From this vantage point, Rainey could see nearly a dozen classroom doors to the left. They were all shut, which immediately made the hairs on the back of her neck prickle to life. She glanced at Chucky. But the rookie was looking to the right, where the hallway led to two glass side doors, shattered and streaked with a dark substance that was probably blood. More lockers dented here. A great deal more damage. The primary area of incidents.